conversation at this point, the Primedia Group CEO, Omar Isaac. Omar, this has been a very long journey that you as a management team have undertaken with Xola Nengwala.
Yes, we have, but we would have it no other way. He was very treasured here. And of course, as management, you get to know somebody professionally quite a lot, but when he got ill, you get to know him personally. I visited him, many of us here visited him at his home and got to see again. And you've said it, so many of you have said it all day, a man of incredible courage. And it's extremely painful for all of us. You know what's so incredible is when we first heard the diagnosis, and people have said this, the expectation was that he didn't have time. But the fact that he stayed as long as he did shows you that character, the qualities that he had. He was an incredible fighter, and he had good reason to fight, because every time I saw him with his children, you could see that inspired him.
Yes.
To be there every single day.
Yeah.
And that's why he, not only in South Africa, but looked everywhere for the possibilities to try and conquer the disease. And that's, again, part of his character. He's inquisitive. He will search. He will find. He was a researcher of consummate ability and skill as a professional, but also in his personal life. And, I got a call this morning. I saw the name flash up on my screen, and I knew instantly what this news was.
Yeah.
So devastating for all of us.
Omar, you made a choice as a group, and I simply want to bring this to the fore because so many South Africans are fighting this battle right now. Many South Africans are fighting with the reality of a serious disease that has taken over their lives, overwhelmed them. And they don't often have a company walk that journey with them. It didn't matter at all that Xola was not able to continue working with us on the air. He remained one of us. He remained one of the family. He remained on the staff of 702. That link was never broken at any point throughout the duration of his illness.
That's right. It's not something we talk about or advertise, but it's... it was, you know, one of our values. Our number one value is what's the right thing to do. And I think that's what guided us. We hope that this sort of challenge, this sort of fight, none of our other team have to ever go through an encounter. But when this happened so suddenly to Xolani and so unexpected, there just wasn't any other choice. We knew we would stay with him through the journey. And that's not just us as management. I have a message from the chairman of our board, Phumzile Langeni, on behalf of all of the directors. Everybody fully committed to holding Xolani's hand through the journey that he had to walk and to give him as much support as we could. And, you know, through that journey, there were so many moments when we thought he was going to make it. I remember being at home with him at his home and... I just said, wow, that's the quality of this fighter, that he actually beat stage four. He was getting better.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the worst fight that one can ever have, I guess. But it's tremendous how powerful and strong and courageous and he was.
I'll never forget when he stood up here during a gathering that we had, and he spoke about his journey with the company. And about how being part of this company had also afforded him extra time with his family. It had afforded him the ability to fight in a way that other people who were fighting a similar battle were not able to. Do you think about the value of that last year of his life, that extra year that he possibly had with his family because of your commitment to holding his hand through this journey?
We don't. We don't sit and dwell on that because we believe it was the right thing to do. So we don't sit around and say, wow, you know, we did something extraordinary.
It meant a lot to
great.
Him. Though.
I know it did. He spoke about it many, many times. And I know how many times when I went to see him, he would embrace me and those would be the first words out of his mouth. And I would just tell him, you know, please, let's just talk about you and your family and how you're doing and what, you know, what are you interested in? How are you engaging? Are you reading books? I mean, we would try to talk about things because... for such an inquisitive mind, for such a talented broadcaster, for such an incredible journalist, to be, you know, stuck in bed, I can imagine, when he was indisposed.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
This is a mind that needs to be fed all the
Absolutely.
Time. So we would have engagements yes. about that, talk yeah. to him about those things.
Well, Omar, you have some beautiful memories of him, and I'm sure some of them are fairly painful as well, given what you saw in the last few months. But thank you for being with him on that journey. I have to say, as a colleague of his, I think you really have approached this in the most human way, and we appreciate that. Thank you very much.
If I could just say the one word, sentence that Phumzile Langeni, the chairman on behalf of the board.
Yes, go ahead.
Hambagahle mpepetwa ndlelanhle.
Thank you, Omar. Omar Isaac is the group CEO of Primedia.